Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
This is the Valentine Cast with your Legion couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 12th, 2016.
And this is episode 203.
I totally forgot what month was the ninth month.
This is September.
Yeah, I was like, the 12th. Well, my brain was like, what month are we in again?
We are in September and no longer, and then like a quick few seconds, boom, it's happening already.
Yeah, it's... Dude, I can't believe it's September already.
I know.
It'll be Christmas before we blink.
Man, we need to go to the layaway.
We do. We really do.
We need to be like, hey kids, guess what? Not getting anything for Christmas this year.
This year.
Y'all going to get like a bunch of books and some other stuff and underwear, a pair of socks.
Underwear is good for Christmas now that I'm an adult.
A pair of socks.
One pair of socks
each. they can switch back and
are
forth.
Are they the $20 socks that the kids wear nowadays?
Are there $20 socks the kids
yeah,
wear?
Yeah, so
today?
What
is it, those black socks?
No, who was telling me this?
I know Daniel asked me for some $20 pair of socks.
Because kids have uniforms now. It's all about the socks and the shoes you wear. Like, seriously, socks are a thing. That's why they cost so much, because
you can't control that with the uniform.
No.
Okay.
It's socks and shoes. That's how kids are expressing themselves, and that's how kids are judging other kids, apparently.
Well, all right.
By their socks.
So
my plain white socks, I probably get a joke for my plain white socks.
So like someone like me that likes wearing the socks that you can't see, not the no-show socks, but the loafer socks.
Mm-hmm.
That just cover up so my feet won't get sweaty in my shoes, and have like the little silicone tab to keep them from sliding off my feet. They'll be like, Jay has no socks.
I don't know.
I'm 13 years old, my voice squeak, and you got some gay ass socks. And no offense to my LGBTQ.
I took offense to you.
Well, I probably shouldn't have said that when
but
I was.
But you were mimicking what,
I was
they,
mimicking
what the kids would
what
say.
What the kids would say, and I absolutely apologize to our listeners if that offended you. I really do apologize. So, anyway. No, I do. I mean, I do apologize because, I mean, even though I was mimicking, I didn't have to say that.
You're all right.
But
it's okay.
That's what they would say.
Our people understand.
Like,
but,
I have to talk to my older kids that like using the R word.
Like,
I'm just like, dude, why do you have to say that?
Like, you are intelligent enough to pick something else that doesn't offend people.
Right,
like,
right. It's kind of
personally like that.
Anyway, I love my kids. I do. They're not. I mean, they're great. They're great citizens, but there's just some slight modifications that.
I'm really glad you love your kids, because my kids I do not like at the moment.
Oh,
so
man,
I'm glad
about,
you love your kids.
Let's talk about them little assholes,
dude,
right now.
Oh my god!
Hold on. Let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
All
right.
So, do you want to go right into the rant, or do we want to introduce our lovely people?
Introduce.
No, you on a rant.
Okay, go on and introduce.
Let me put on the...
My rant is not going anywhere.
All right, I'm playing the nice music so while we introduce people.
Okay.
So, What's going on, Valen Tavern? Who do we have with us today?
We have Malinor and Zabi. Yay!
What's going on? And we're going to see somebody this weekend.
And she in a chat room.
She may be in the chat room. Wonder who it is. Wonder who it is.
I think you can narrow it down.
I know, we got great attendance. You know, but I am very thankful for the folks that show up with us.
Yeah, Malinor. Especially since we've been gone for a month.
I know. First, you know what? We do owe everyone an apology.
Because we didn't we didn't even say nothing, did we?
We didn't say anything.
Nope.
And it came all of a sudden. It was a last minute decision.
We weren't prepared.
We made a last minute decision because I was able to, with work and all, to be able to go to Atlanta. Right before Dragon Con. So that was the Monday that we were actually going to record and we were going to talk about it and everything. And then we were like, hey, Jay finished all this work and some other things came through. Let's go ahead and go down. We get to hang with my kids earlier.
I get to cuddle my nephew.
Yeah. And we just left everybody hanging. So I want to apologize to everyone if Monday came at 8:30 and you were waiting and then we were just like nowhere to be found. We weren't dead or anything like that.
We weren't dead.
And let me turn this down real quick.
Okay. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that monitor was loud.
It was loud.
So apologize to everyone. So thank you, Zabi and Malinor. So glad that you guys are here to spend the next hour with us. So,
let's talk about a little assholes. Now, I'm going to preface this with everybody.
Anger music. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to preface this with everybody thinks that I'm lying when I say how big of assholes they are. Because they look like little angels when they're with their grandmother or the babysitter. These little assholes have reached a new high, low. I don't know. Depends on which side of the bridge you're
on. Man, Zoe's getting away. She's pushed. She can push my button.
Zoe is in the no. And she says, no. No.
And she will try to physically move you away.
Yes. And it's no to everything. She doesn't want to clean up her mess. She doesn't want to sit down and eat. She doesn't want to stay in the bathtub. She doesn't. It is a constant no, and it's a constant fight, and it's a constant, yeah. And they're getting physical with each other.
Yeah.
Which sucks big time. But Zoe's usually the one for timeouts. But they made me want to pull out my hair because it's like
they made me want to spank them bottoms.
It's like if you just do what I'm asking you to do, it would have been done so long ago, but they continue to do it. I know it's kids, but they're assholes.
But we were reading, we did read a site called Positive Parenting, and it kind of worked last night. So we was like,
a little bit.
Man, we found that thing's going to work. It was saying, don't tell them what not to do. But tell them what to do. Because it's like, if you say, don't jump on the bed, all they hear is, jump on the bed. For some reason, they don't hear don't.
Okay.
Which Renee is like, that's total bullshit.
It is bullshit. I'm sorry. Saying that toddlers don't know the word don't or don't hear the word don't, I would love to know what kind of research she has with that. Because that's bullshit. But I do agree with the tell them what to do instead of what not to do, because they probably respond better to that. So that part, I'm for.
And then too, I know we were saying sit on your bottoms, and then I was like, you know what? They don't know what their bottoms are.
They don't.
So we did the head, nose, head, shoulders, knees, and toe game, and then we added the bottom. So we did bottoms on the floor, feet on the floor, hands on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to teach them some things. So I think we're finding our way. And shut up, people. I know people are like, Jake, don't you have like 3 other kids?
I know, right? Aren't you supposed to be an expert?
That are like 19, going to be 17, and soon to be 12. I'm just like, look, motherfuckers.
explicit tag, and it wasn't me. It's always me, and it wasn't me this time. Yeah.
Oops.
We get an explicit tag.
So, yeah.
Well, see, kids make you curse.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just like, look, I know I had kids before, but every child's different, and we're doing different tactics this time.
And I to put it lightly.
It's like, before, we, you know, it wasn't like we weren't just beating our kids, you know what I'm saying? But there was,
you put the fear in them.
I didn't put the fear in them.
They were scared to get spanked.
They were scared to get spanked.
That's fear.
But they weren't always spanked, is what I'm saying.
I know they weren't always spanked.
And I'm trying to not yell.
Yeah, you tend to raise your voice a little more than
so
I do.
So I'm trying to save all that and the stern voice for all that for when it's really needed. Because mm-hmm. if I'm constantly yelling, they're going to become immune to it. They'll be like, oh, that's just dad being dad. Mm-hmm. Dad just laughed. He just liked yelling. He yelled. Yeah.
And I'm trying to tone down my frustration in my voice when I'm talking.
I think
I
will say the one thing that I wish you will work on
is
that you're like, Zoe, sit down. Zoe, sit down. Zoe, sit down. Zoe, sit down.
I know.
Zoe, sit down.
I know.
Zoe, sit down. And you're like, Renee, you done said it like 5 times in 2 seconds. You know?
But if I don't just say it like once, she still doesn't do
well,
it.
Well, remember somebody that I know you probably like, that shit's not real. It's like, it takes a minute for them to register.
Yeah.
But it does for Maya. But then there's time when Zoe's just like,
that's what I'm saying.
I know. But if you keep.
If I keep. Yeah. I know.
So, yeah. I mean, sending your letters and everything. Maybe y'all have some great tips for us. I mean, as Malinor said, some things you learn, toddlers are little demons. And,
yeah.
And our little angels are angels. Are demons. So
like when I call them assholes, I'm like, oh, don't call them that. I'm like, dude, no.
I love them to death.
But they assholes right now.
They are.
I cannot wait. They said 4 is a very sweet age.
Is it?
Yeah. Like they're young enough to still be your baby, but they're old enough to be independent enough. So you don't have to, you know, do every little thing for them.
I'm just ready to be out of this stage. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pulling my hair out. I cannot wait until it's over. It's not going to be over for like probably a year. And I'm just tired of it already.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to get out of this little stage here. So
it's worse than I ever thought it would be.
Well,
I ain't gonna lie. It's worse than what I thought it was going to be.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll go with that. But I will say, when we were at the Speed Art Museum, which I'm actually going to wait for. Actually, can I just talk about this part? When we were in the preschool area.
Sure. There's a preschool area.
And you know the little boy that was throwing the thing on the floor?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay, so in the preschool area, there's a little boy. They had these little builder suction towers. And he was throwing them on the floor. And his mom was like, Jimmy, stop. Jimmy, don't throw those on the floor. You're going to hurt someone. Jimmy, stop. I've told you 7 times so far. Jimmy, stop. She was counting each time that she said it and was like, Jimmy, stop.
I told you 8 times now. Do you know what? I'm like, all right.
You know,
we're leaving.
You know
what
I almost did? I almost said, Jimmy, will you stop?
You did.
No, I wanted to. But here's the thing. And it's not me trying to parent, but see, that's why I try not to intervene, you know. But I have before, like when there was a little kid crying real loud and giving their mom a hard time, mm-hmm. and I'll look at him and go, hi. You know, I'll do something like that,
right.
You know, thinking that they'll see me like, oh, there's somebody paying attention to me. Let me quit showing my ass right now.
And it worked?
It's worked about 50 times. Some kids just like, screw you, old man. You know. but yeah. So anyway, that's it for our little asshole rant of our kids.
Love them.
That we love and absolutely adore.
And then she'll come up to me and say, hi, mama, and give me a hug. And it's like, oh, you're adorable. Ebola.
Yeah, yeah. And Mal said teenagers are worse. I mean, you know, it all really depends on the child at that point. You know, like my son, he's a teenager. He's hard headed, but he's actually easy. You know.
Oh,
but,
is he?
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay. He's easy. Like, you know. But anyway. You know, my daughter, was a different thing. And then I'm just waiting on Benji. I think Benji's going to be cool, too. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. So, what are some things that we've been up to since we've been gone?
So, we did the mommy group meetup in Cincinnati.
Yay! How was that, babe?
It was fun, Jay. Me and the kids went up to Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the zoo.
Right.
And we met one of my mommy friends, Katie, and her husband and her two kids. And that was awesome because I've just talked to them on Facebook. I haven't really seen them yet. So it was really nice to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my friends couldn't come. Oh, so sad. But I'm going to go up to see her some other time. Yeah. And then we went to this place called Jump and Jacks. It's like an indoor playground for the kids.
Right.
And the mom that I met at the zoo wasn't able to come because her crew crashed and just were napping. So she didn't get to come. But my other friend did. And it was me, Jay, Allison, and Lincoln. And we had a good time. Allison liked you.
Yeah.
You liked Allison?
I liked Allison.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We also went to IKEA.
We did. Got some kitty cups. Spilled coffee all over the place.
We did.
We were like, it was so horrible.
Dude, and then I spilled something else.
We spilled the coffee.
And then I spilled something else. I can't remember what I spilled.
Something else. I don't know.
I know. They were
and then
like.
We were like, the second spill, we just kind of walked away.
Yeah, we were like.
Like, oh, okay.
All right. Who? So who did what now?
What kid did that?
I didn't feel, because they were looking around all disapprovingly, and I was like, I don't.
They were.
I was like, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with the frustration and the judging. So yeah. We just left. But bookcase.
Yep.
And
this was the day. Yeah. So this was 2 days before this. I had got my fill.
Oh yeah.
Tuesday.
You want to talk about your fill? You want to talk about your fill?
Then I'll talk about. It kind of goes in. So the Tuesday before the mommy group meetup, I had my first fill. Oh, well, not my first fill. I had like my fourth fill, I believe.
Yeah, but this is the crucial fill.
And this was the crucial fill. This is like, so I have like 14cc band. So it holds 14 cc's of saline. And they put in another 1.5, which put me to 10.5. And I think this has put me in what they consider the green zone. And Tuesday when we went up, this was the first time. I had got to eat that morning. So I ate that morning. We went to Wild Eggs because this is our little this is our little kind of mini vacation or our family time,
right?
Stuff. So we went to Wild Eggs and I could only eat. Was that when I got the half omelet?
Thanks.
No, that
no,
was not.
You got something else.
Oh, I got the Benedict, the Eggs Benedict thing. Mm. I only had like half of it. We shared that. That's what it was. We shared it. And boy, by the time we got up there to the zoo at Cincinnati, I tried to.
Oh, that's all right, because you had grits.
I tried to finish my grits when we got there. No. It was.
How
like,
did that go?
Well, it's like somebody threw up outside the car.
Exactly what it looks like, but huh?
Grits made it look worse, though.
It made it look worse.
So, sorry to the people that were in the other car if they happened to step in that stuff. So,
but, yeah, it was. But anyway,
since that.
But it was fun. I had a good time. So then after we did the Cincinnati thing,
we came back home. And then when we came back home, we were planning for our next trip, which we were leaving that next morning.
I know. Yeah.
For Mount Airy, North Carolina. It was my mom's side of the family. It was a big family reunion, kind of, sort of, or family picnic.
And so Jay decided to go be with the fam.
Yeah, saw a lot of cousins, a lot of uncles that I haven't seen in years, and it was a real good time to get back. And then also the other surprise was we got to go to my nephew's birthday party.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was nice to go there and see him. And this is on my dad's side, you know. So I got to see him that morning, and they got to play with the girls, and we went to the picnic, then came back for the party. It was a fun-filled Saturday afternoon, and hung out with my mom and stuff. So
it was nice. I had a good time.
Yeah, so it was a nice short trip and seeing everyone. And then we got back here.
And we went to the kids' stuff sale. I can't remember exactly when, but we did go to the kids' stuff sale.
Yep, we went on a Saturday, right?
Yep.
We went on a Saturday.
It was Saturday before we left, actually. Yep. And
oh, that was Saturday before we left.
Yeah. Because all that stuff was sitting on the couch forever. But we got tons of crap for like $173.
Right.
Oh no. Breaking news, y'all.
What?
Belle Biv DeVoe is back together and they made a song.
Oh, you gotta give me the link. Put the link in the chat.
Okay. Belle Biv DeVoe, babe.
What? That's what I'm talking about.
Shut up. The first single in 15 years. All and right. They still look good. Anyway, sorry. So the kids' stuff sale, we got like...
You gotta get... Where's the link?
All right, hold on.
Give me a link.
Okay, I'm putting it in the chat room.
All right.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
All right, here we go.
Ain't no poison. That's not my favorite song by them, but that's their most well-known.
It's the... Aw, shit. After 15 years. Oh, they didn't have a...
Oh, you want a link to the song.
Oh, I thought I had a link to the song. Oh, wait a minute.
It probably does.
Oh,
I didn't.
Here we go. Hold on. Let's hear it. Oh, come on now.
It's not working. Oh, they got to have this intro.
It's called Run.
Man, that song is banging. You hear that? You hear that?
Run, Massachusetts.
Yo. Yo, take the window lock off, man. It's crazy.
The window
move
lock
the seat
off.
Up a little bit, too.
I feel you, man.
Where we going?
Stop talking to Zane. Sometimes it gets on my nerves.
What? Speak up, because girl, I can't hear you. Tired of getting 50% when I'm near you. Yeah.
This doesn't sound like BBD, but that's only because I think of BBD as a 90s R&B group. So that's the only reason why it doesn't sound like BBD to me, because it's not the BBD of old.
Yeah, that's a lot of asses in that video, too.
Oh,
I'm just going to point that out.
There's a lot of asses in that
video. There is, man. I'm about to go back and watch that video. We're going to go back and watch that video.
All right.
Anyway.
Make a note of it. I'll pencil it in.
So Eric Sermon actually produced it. So,
oh, Eric Sermon, he has green eyes.
Huh? Man, there's like no auto tune. Check. Classic big shit. Check. Them boys back. The bars though. The beat is just Biggie. Hypnotized. Bass
it is.
It was.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they also did say Biggie samples from Herb Alpert, so it's all good. So, which is true. Okay. Anyway. Anyway. Thank you for that breaking news. Back to the kids' sale.
So, the kids' sale. We got like, I don't know, 173 pieces or was it $173?
It was like it was 190 something, and we got like almost 100 pieces of clothes,
it's crazy.
Articles and stuff like that. It was pretty nice to be able to do that. And then that's when we left. The following morning is when we left for Nashville. Oh, not Nashville, but for Dragon Con. And we stopped in Nashville to see Nikki and Clark.
Yeah.
It just happens to work out that they went to church that day and we got to meet them for lunch. And so it was a nice stop.
It was.
To
it was
be
good.
Able to sit down with Nikki and Clark and have some amazing Mexican food with my $16 seafood soup that I'm not going to get again.
$16 soup.
I think what I'm going to do next time, if we go back, I'm going to say, can I sample the beef soup again? And I hope they give me a bowl like they did last time.
But like, thank you. Yeah, because they gave him a bowl of soup when he asked for a taste.
Oh, thank you. So I guess I can't complain too much because I did get the beef soup.
You get like two soups.
I like two soups, so I can't say too much.
So greedy.
I know. I'm such an asshole. And then, so we left there, and then we headed on to Atlanta to work from down there for a few days before Dragon Con.
Right.
While I was down there, I got to go to like an open house with Daniel at his new high school at Chattahoochee, which they call the Hooch. Which is Native American. You shake your head all you want to, Renee. And that's not, check your privilege. All right. Check your privilege. Cause you don't agree with the name.
It's not the same thing.
It's not. It's not. Anyway, I got to meet the teachers and stuff like that, which is great. And it was good seeing the kids. The kids hadn't seen each other in a bit, and I had lost a whole lot of weight. Daniel was absolutely shocked. And everything, and it was definitely
very unprofessional.
I know, man. My phone wasn't
unprofessional.
Okay, damn, my phone, my watch is off. So anyway,
I'm messing with you.
Got to hang with them for a bit, and then we got to go to that whole week we just kind of hung out and did things, and we took the girls to Hippo Hop on Thursday.
Dude, they love Hippo Hop, and I love that they love Hippo Hop because I can just let them just run around and they tire themselves out and they leave me alone.
Right, so right.
It's kind of nice that way.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they wore themselves out, and then we left there to go get our badges. And we got to see Matt Thug, as well as his lovely family. Got to see them. And then we left there.
And we went back home.
Oh, no, we didn't. The girls fell asleep while we left. We went to this horrible.
Oh, gosh. It was terrible.
Soul food restaurant called Sisters.
It was terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
I give a lot of restaurants a lot of leeway, and this one was terrible.
It was like, it was my fault that I went in there. They were mad at me because I came there to get food. And I was,
that's almost what it seemed like.
It was like, they were mad because I came to give them business. They were like, can I get some fried chicken? We out of chicken. Can I get some baked chicken? We only have one thigh. You're going to have to wait for it all. Can I get some mac and cheese? We're out of mac and cheese.
It's like, are you serious with all this?
And then it was like, when they fried the chicken, they was like, we only have a breast and a thigh. What you want us to do? I was like, would you tell me what you want to do? You know.
Why do I have to choose?
You tell me what my options are. Give me two breasts. Oh, you can't do that. No, that's what I wanted to say. I was like, give me two breasts if I wanted to say.
Like,
but I will say, when they fixed the girls' kids' meal that was supposed to be like one piece of chicken, they put two in there. I didn't say anything. I was like,
I wouldn't have either.
I was like, put two cheese pieces in there. Good. I don't have to split them up. So
Sisters and I wouldn't ask. All right, so the straws were with the plasticware.
Right.
But
right.
I couldn't see it. My brain just didn't see it.
Right.
So I asked where they had the straws. She just pointed. She pointed.
She didn't tell Renee. She's like, yes, ma'am, they're right over there.
She didn't. And we didn't get a single I'm sorry for all the crap that
we gotta give them two greens because they waited so long. That was it.
That cost them like 10 cents. Y'all, as a person who worked in fast food, I know sodas do not cost a lot at all. And they can give away free drinks. They were like, oh, thanks. That didn't cost them anything. Not really.
I know.
It cost them more in the cup than it did in the actual product.
I want to go get some soda and just pour it out.
And just
fill it up and just pour it.
Just keep going. And like you keep eye contact with them the whole entire time.
We should do that sometimes. I can't have the kids if I do that. I gotta do that.
You can't corrupt the children.
I just go to the soft drink and just
stare at them while they
What you gonna do?
That would be, well, like, sir, please stop. And you'd be like, what else?
Yeah. So we went to Dragon Con. We had a great time.
We did.
even though Nikki and Clark decided not to go with us, which is okay.
I mean, made me sad.
Made us sad.
But I understood.
Yeah.
Still sad.
But we went to we went Friday. Mm-hmm. We tried to see one panel.
Yeah, we got there. We took a different approach. Very lackadaisical. First of all, we went to the gaming area.
We went to the gaming area, which was amazing, and saw Aaron from the Black Astronauts. It was good seeing Aaron. Yeah,
and we talked, and I talked to him about kids the whole entire time.
While I did the paint and take.
Yep.
I went and painted some a miniature and took it with me. I didn't go in real quick like some people go and pocket the miniature. I actually tried to get I tried to get it table ready, three colors. It was already primed, painted them green. You know, did the gun, shoulder pads, even did a little red slits in his eyes.
Jay's so, ready.
Yeah, and it put a little gold on the shoulders. So I was good and black on the other shoulder. So yeah.
That was awesome.
So you and Aaron talked about kids.
We talked about kids and potty training and kids with attitudes. And it was just cool, you know, just to talk to another parent. And
because I'm not one. Not playing.
Another parent that, you know, is not you.
That's not that doesn't share the same kids with me.
Yes.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
But and they had this cool gaming area.
Games so imported from Japan.
Dude, and of course they had a poop game because Japan. What do you expect? Poop games are their thing.
No more poop games.
Yeah. But there were a lot of rhythm games and games like that and that kind of thing. But I liked a game. It was like a sniper game. But what was so cool about it is that the game had...
The gun
had kick. So it would actually, like, you know, kick up against me. And it was kind of hurting after a while. I was like, okay, all right.
For the person that does not like... guns. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, what? I'll play shoot.
Yeah.
But not like play. But then I had fun with that one.
Yeah. And then Saturday, so that was pretty much wrapped up Friday. Well, the boys and I went to Slingshot Entertainment with Chris and Ethan.
Yeah, talk about Slingshot.
And Slingshot Entertainment is kind of like your bowl and play, or your Malibu Jacks, or they had like go-kart racing, a ninja course, and all this other stuff. So we went there in the arcade. So we kind of hung out. Daniel and I did some go-kart racing, which was amazing. I want to go go-kart racing again. And I will say, I would say it felt really good to be able to sit in the go-kart and not be concerned about not fitting. I was like, it just felt great that I was kind of like, I don't have to worry about that.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was definitely fun. So we had a good time, and we stayed till almost, I think I got back home almost 1 o'clock, you know, after I dropped them off and stuff.
It's crazy.
And then Saturday,
I was asleep.
Yeah, oh, Renee was knocked out.
I was like, dude, I tried to wait up for you.
You did.
I can't do it.
And then Saturday, we got up.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Well, I think it's telling that we didn't go to Dragon Con on Saturday.
We did go to Dragon Con on Saturday.
Saturday night.
So
we didn't go during the day.
Yeah, because we knew there was going to be a lot of people there. And plus, there wasn't anybody there we really wanted to see.
But let's...
Not saying the people that were there we didn't want to see. It was just like, we had the girls, and we knew, you know, we just had the girls. Because we tried to sit in one panel. We lasted about 20 minutes. And then
they were done.
They were like, okay, this is boring.
And so they threw a fit.
They didn't throw a fit. They were just being loud.
Loud and restless. And I was just like, okay. But yeah. Let's talk about the future of Dragon Con. Or do you not want to talk about that?
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
We can talk about it. I want to keep talking about what we did. And then we can talk about... Okay. Let's finish Dragon Con up, and then we can talk about...
Okay. We'll do that.
So then Saturday... We decided to go to Stone Mountain, Georgia, with Deidre and Chris. So I ran some errands with Chris and everything, and got Renee a tank top because we were going to go up Stone Mountain, Georgia. And we had these umbrella strollers, and let's just say Stone Mountain, Georgia, and the umbrella strollers. I'm going to say that the umbrella strollers won. That's what I'm going to say. Really? We didn't make it all the way up to the top. We made about halfway until it got real steep and it was going to get gravelly, and we just got smart and just turned around. But in my book, the umbrella strollers and the mile up Stone Mountain, Georgia, I think they won.
I mean, but umbrella strollers on gravel.
But I think we have a casualty, though, after we went to the...
Man, the umbrella stroller was having
some issues at the museum yesterday. They were.
So I think it's a casualty, but hey, right. You know, the fact that it even made it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, we went to Night Attack. That was the night that they did Justin Robert Young and Ryan Brushwood did their show. We went there.
Oh, so much fun.
It was. It was definitely was. And we met JF for the first time.
We did.
And it was good seeing him.
Yeah. It was nice.
So Night Attack was amazing. Funny.
Very funny. They had this dude called Flint Flossy there.
Yeah. He was pretty funny.
Oh, my God. I meant to tell you. I saw the video. Someone posted the actual video where that happened. My cousin posted it.
What video?
The video where Flint Flossy was dancing.
Right.
It's an actual video. Like, it's somebody's video.
Oh, really?
Rapping, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I gotta show it to you. It's bad. But I'll show it.
Okay.
Anyway, but, so then Night Attack was fun. Then we went home because we're old.
Yeah, then we went home because we're old. Then Sunday... We actually left.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we decided to leave on Sunday.
We decided to leave on Sunday, which we'll explain here in a second.
Yeah.
But before, Renee wants to talk about DragonCon and the future of DragonCon.
Future of DragonCon. We realized that I think our time at DragonCon is coming to an end.
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily to an end. But it's moved down the priority list.
Yes, moved down the priority list. And the reason it did, I think, is because, I don't know, I think she's crazy, but she volunteered to watch the kids if we went to Nerdtacular. Because that's the only thing that was keeping us from Nerdtacular.
Right.
Was the fact that tickets for four people... is pretty freaking outrageous.
Right.
And coupled with that, Scott announced the dates for Nerdtacular June
29th through July 1st.
Yep. So the Valentines are going to be there. So I hope y'all can make it.
Yeah, just go and give you a heads up. Just prepare yourself. More than likely, the girls won't be with you. So
the
sorry.
Girls will not be there.
They'll be here,
probably
somewhere.
So
you
I don't want to hear.
We live.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
because mom and daddy get to have fun. See, that's what you all don't see, us not having fun because we have to go to bed early because we have the kids.
Yeah.
That's what you all don't see.
Yeah.
But so I'm super excited. Like, I'm stoked. I told Jay, I'm going to talk about this for the next year.
It's going to be like, so this is what it's going to be like. When we were getting married, I proposed to Renee like in October.
Really?
She had a wedding planned by end of January. And it had like 10 more months to spare.
I did.
So that's what it's going to be like. We're going to have our whole trip planned out here in the next couple of months. So y'all be prepared. Scott, if you cancel, we're staying with you. We're coming out there anyway. You have to go take us on tour or something.
We come in and can't stop, won't stop.
So then we left. We left Georgia.
Yeah.
And then we stopped back in Nashville.
Yeah, I was supposed to see my mommy friend, but she had a cold. I was super sad.
Yeah. So,
but we did get to see them. So
we got to see Nikki and Clark again.
Yep. We went to this like pub place.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
I got a kid's meal. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Jay's excited about
his I'm eating kids. I can barely eat kid's meal.
Like he took leftovers home from a kid's meal.
Yeah, I ate kid's meal at the barbecue place too, and I only ate some of that. But it's all good.
It seems sad though. Every time you talk about
If you had like this big ass plate of food, like let's say you had, like, before you, Wild Eggs, Stevenson Stevens, and Havana Rumba sitting there, and it's like, okay, you only get one bite of one of these. Which one of these are you going to take? And it's only one bite, and you only have to throw the rest away.
Have to throw yours away.
Tell me how it makes you feel. Well, you know how it goes sometimes with leftovers. It doesn't always work out.
Okay.
So
I would feel sad.
Okay, then. All right. Yeah, you're going to feel sad. Shit.
Yeah, I would feel sad. Okay. All right. So, I got it.
So it's like, oh, man, I got this pulled pork. This look good. Oh, man. I'll be right back. You know?
Yeah, that's the part that makes me sad. Because once you throw it up, you're done.
Yeah.
Jay's like, all right, I'm out. And yep. He's done with that food.
I'm like, I'm done. You know, I'm good. I've had enough. It's over.
So, okay. So,
Renee, do you want the rest of this?
Dude, I swear, I'm going to gain weight because Jay, I was like, you want the rest of this?
You want the rest of this?
I have to start saying no.
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time saying no.
Yeah, it's like, I'm done. I'm good. I'll get my protein somewhere else. So we saw Nikki and Clark, and then we left and we came on home. Mm-hmm. We spent Labor Day here, which was...
We did. It was the first time in forever.
It was. Yeah. So yeah, it was cool. It was cool to spend Labor Day here. We haven't done that in a few years. And we do want to have a moment of silence as we're switching topics here. Have a moment of silence for bye-bye Jesus yogurt. I mean, bye-bye Sweet Frog. So,
like Jesus yogurt.
Sweet Frog is a froyo place that is, we jokingly call it Jesus yogurt because they're like Chick-fil-A. They're like the Chick-fil-A for froyo.
And they have freaking,
scriptures
on their,
On
their cups. Thank you.
And then when you go in, it's like praise and worship going on. But
it is not praise.
Well, I mean, they have contemporary Christian music on.
Okay. All right.
So it is praise and worship.
Okay.
It's not your praise and worship. When you went to church, praise and worship when I went to church. God, you such a church. Nah. Anyway. But nah. So they closed, which, you know, Minchie's closed. Now we are kind of digging Sweet Frogs. And Sweet Frogs closed, you know.
Yeah, it's like, but, really?
You know, so, well, they didn't close. They're having to move to a different location.
We all know what that means.
That they don't know yet, but they're also looking for operators. So it's kind of like, okay.
I know what that means.
And then yesterday, just out of the spur of the moment, Renee and I were like, yo, we're looking in the local paper and was like, they're doing like a free art show picnic in the park. Art in the park at the Speed Art Museum. I was like, you know what? They have activities for kids of all ages. Let's take the girls.
And that's big for us to do something spontaneous.
Yeah.
We don't do spontaneous.
Yeah.
So we went down to the Speed Art Museum. And first we decided to go in and look at the exhibit, the paintings and all that. Mm-hmm. And it was really awesome because some of the talent and the painting and the tapestries and some of the contemporary modern art was a little like, dude, no, I don't get that.
So those of you that were watching, you know, I'm just jokingly, that's watching live, you may have heard me laugh, but Renee was just scratching her boobs.
Why are you laughing?
Because it was like that's out of camera.
Hey,
but you couldn't see the boobs. It just looked so, more like it right here.
Okay, well,
so that's just me.
You try wearing a bra all day and see how it feels.
Oh, I know how it feels. You see, you know what I do when it's nighttime. You know, I take my. I'm all up under my belly.
No, like, my bra's
belt.
Different.
No, I'm talking about where my belt was.
Okay.
Yeah, like where my belt was. So
still not like a
sorry, I totally interrupted your art in the park to talk about you scratching your boobies.
I don't even know what to say after that.
So we went to Art in the Park. It was great. We talked about the bad kid. The kids did great. Maya and Zoe did great. Until we left to go to not Sweet Frogs, but Orange Leaf.
Oh gosh. And, oh well, no, Zoe got a timeout. Remember?
Oh, Zoe got a timeout because she threw a rock.
She kept throwing rocks
while the band was playing.
Told you.
She
asshole.
She tossed it too, and they was like, "Don't."
I said, "Don't throw it.
Don't throw
it."
And she heard, you know why? Because she heard "throw it."
No, she did not.
That's what the website said.
That website is stupid.
Don't throw it. Throw it. Mama said, "Throw it."
Really? Is that why she had that little asshole look on her face while she threw it?
She's like, "Okay, I think I shouldn't do this, but you said throw it."
Anyway, so we decided to go to Orange Leaf because we were relatively close.
We were relatively close, and they had the snickerdoodle ice cream, not snickerdoodle yogurt,
had
the day before. It was like, we got to go check it out again.
Snickerdoodle yogurt
is so good. So we went there, and we was like, you know what? We're not going to sit in the car. We're not going to hide it from the girls. We're all going to just sit at this table like a family.
Ooh, nice family.
And share yogurt. It started out great.
They loved it. We were sharing back and forth, and I had a brownie, and Zoe kept saying, "Cake, cake." Yep.
And she was like, "More, more, Then all of a sudden, this happened.
Oh, gosh. She grabs her head and starts screaming, crying, like someone's murdering her.
And lo and behold, it dawned on me, Zoe has had her first brain freeze,
and she did not like it.
Oh my god. So I quickly took my finger and stuck it into the roof of her mouth, because that's what I've been told works, and it works for me, to try to warm up the roof of her mouth. And she was not having it after that.
And so she wouldn't let Jay feed her ice cream.
Yep.
She wouldn't let me feed her ice cream. She wanted to feed her ice cream herself, which, you know, isn't a big deal. But what's a big deal is that she didn't want me to have any of the ice cream that was mine.
She doesn't understand. You don't understand.
It was my ice cream.
She didn't understand that.
It was my, and she's like, no. She gets mad. I'm like, so at that point, it's time to go. Valentine's 0, Zoe 1. So
no, Valentine's 1, Zoe 0, because she didn't get what she want. Because she came over, she didn't want to get in her seat. I was like, nope, you getting strapped in, little person.
And if you
I gotta be careful. I gotta be careful what I say. You gotta get in, little person. Because you know what I'm about to say.
I know what you're about to say.
Anyway, so yeah, so that happened. So that's like 47 minutes of catching up on everything.
Wow.
So let's do this right here. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Technology.
Renee and I pre-ordered iPhone 7s.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Is that really all you're going to say? Is that really all? You act like there's nothing else left to say after that. There's plenty to say after that. So, yeah. iPhone 7. So, okay.
Oh, we're not going to media?
I thought we were going to do tech.
But I went right and I said, the tech was that we pre-ordered iPhone 7. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. No. I just want to say, when the news broke about
the shitstorm that happened.
The shitstorm. No headphone jack. I was a little incredulous and a little pissed off because I charged my phone and listened to it at the same time often.
Right, right.
But after I had a chance to calm down.
Right.
I realized Apple is usually ahead of the curve. Well, they usually are.
But they also do some crazy stuff.
But a lot of times people say stuff isn't going to work and it ends up becoming the standard. And people are complaining because, you know, you have to get more adapters, more of this, more of that. I mean, when has Apple ever been in the business of convenience for their customers? Well, never.
I can't remember who said this, but there's some Androids that also had gotten rid of the headphone jack too. So, I mean, it's like, the thing is, I mean, do I think Apple's ahead of the curve? No. I mean, probably like 8 years ago.
Okay, maybe not ahead.
Maybe 8 years ago they were.
Okay.
But technology right now is like, it's like everybody's borrowing from everybody. And that's fine. And you'll have some people that'll do something. I mean, floppy drives are no longer around.
Yeah.
And you know.
You can't get tape decks in cars.
You know, you can't get, well, I mean, you probably.
You can, well, actually, but they don't come standard. You? I'm pretty sure you can. They just don't come standard.
I don't know if you can get a tape deck. Can you get a tape deck? Do people even sell tapes anymore? I'm trying to remember if I went to Walmart and seen tapes.
I don't know.
I don't think I've seen tapes anymore.
So, okay. But
anyway.
I'm not as upset about it. Whatever. I'm going to get some wireless headphones.
Right.
It's cool. I mean, it is what it is. You got the haters. There are always going to be haters.
Well, there's haters for everything. I mean, you know, so I mean,
but
so we're
I understand this time. So this is a big one. So, I totally get it.
Yeah, so we're on the AT&T Next. So it was that whole, you know, we don't get a phone every year because we don't trade our phones. We like to keep our phones. So we just do, you know, we keep it 2 years and it's ours after that. So that's kind of what we do. So, we're supposed to get them on Friday. So hopefully they get here in time before, we leave for Nashville. So. Yeah.
So that's our tech.
That's our tech.
iPhones. And
so media, we were talking about Chris Metzen retiring.
Yes,
from
Chris
Blizzard.
Metzen retired at the age of 42.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah. So
I'm so jealous.
I mean, it kind of, so I can kind of understand. It kind of hit you, you know, him and Kat got married, you know, a few years back and just start, you know, they already had kids,
mm-hmm.
and they're starting, you know, they just recently had one.
Right.
So, I mean, I can understand, and it's kind of nice to be able to have opportunities. It's kind of like when we were talking down there, babe, it's like, you know what? It'd be nice if we could just own a hippo hop.
Yeah. Or
we own a hippo hop, and we can just, you know, own this, and this is what we do. We just work at the hippo hop. While our kids go to school and all this other stuff. So, but
kids go hippo hop for free.
But, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure he has a lot of things you know, other things coming up.
I know. He probably has other projects. And I wonder if he's still going to do voice work, is what I want to know.
I don't know.
If not, they got to find somebody that sounds just like him.
And this news came out, you know, probably, 2 weeks after Legion
mm-hmm.
was dropped.
I guess he was waiting until Legion.
Was it 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks after Legion.
Yeah, he was waiting until Legion, you know, did their thing.
And I have to say, Legion is pretty damn fun.
I've heard people saying that this is one of their best.
I'm wondering.
I mean, I really like it so far.
I'm wondering if we're coming to the end of Wild Times. I'm wondering.
Oh, you mean like them not shutting down, like stopping making expansions and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, Metzen is, or he's finished his story, and there's probably a couple more expansions left, and that's it.
And that'll be it. And how long do you think that they'll support servers for?
I don't know. As long as they keep making money.
I bet the people that have been there from the beginning, they're going to get something
as
amazing.
As long as they keep making money, you know.
Yeah. So, would you be sad if we all ended? How would you feel?
I mean, I got you and everything. You're not going to leave me when WoW leaves, I hope. Oh, so, you know, that's not the glue.
We'll talk about that.
That's not the glue that's keeping us together.
We'll talk.
Well, we went a whole year without it, and we've been doing all right.
good point.
Well, without you playing, but yeah.
So, Legion is cool.
Yeah.
I tell you what, companion app they brought out, flawless.
Oh man!
Speaking of that, I need to go in and do mine.
Why are you going in and do yours? You probably should tell us about what you've been reading. And how you been enjoying it?
I finished Mr. Mercedes. I finished Finders Keepers, and now I am about 3/4 of the way through the end of Watch. These are all books in Stephen King's
Bill Hodges trilogy,
and it's pretty good. The second one was a throwaway. Really, I think he was just passing the time. I don't know what he was doing, but that second
maybe
book,
he wrote that while he was sitting on the toilet.
That second book could have not been written and just have these two. But I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't just felt weird. So, but this third one, it's hitting all my, oh my gosh, this is so creepy. And he's like the king of foreshadowing, so yeah, it creeps me out.
Yeah.
And so the companion app, you can do everything you did in the garrisons before on the last expansion. You can send your followers out on missions, you can recruit new followers. You can do this all from the app, so you don't have to worry about timing things out, so you'll be there.
Still trying to figure out how you're not getting as many XP missions.
I'm not getting as many XP missions, but I found out
that you are missing.
No.
What?
I was sending my two top characters out together when I should have been sending a top character and a mid-tier character and a helper.
Oh!
I was sending... my two newer ones couldn't get anything done. And I was just like, what the heck? But then I learned if I had just did...
Been using your elementals and... Oh, not your elementals, but your helpers?
Yeah. Just the two... No. I've been using like the two newer... The two newer companions that join me. The two newer ones. Like, I have four now total.
Right, right.
The last two that joined me,
right,
they can't do crap on their own.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is you should have been sending, like, one character and then, like, two helpers. Like, the people you recruit.
That doesn't work for me. It's still too low.
Well,
I have to do...
But what I'm saying is it wouldn't be if you kind of get those other ones up. Like, I can send one person... And a helper, and it'll be like 105%.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I have to get them up first. But I need to send. That's what I'm doing. I needed to send a top tier and a middle tier together. So I'm doing that now. So
yeah, because I'm like I almost have another level now.
Okay.
I'm just like I feel bad.
Okay.
Feel bad.
Okay. Who do you feel bad? Why? All right. Is it me?
Yeah, because I'm smoking you. Smoking you, son.
It's not a race.
If it was, I win.
Really?
So Renee's been reading End of Watch, and we've been playing WoW.
I'll be finished that. Yeah. So that's about all the media we've been doing. WoW is pretty much almost full time.
Yep. So let's get into some food and an announcement after that. Oh. Oh, gosh. Oh, stop. Oh, my gosh. I clicked like three of them at the same time.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh, man, the Dunkin' Donuts up the street opened. It did.
Let's talk about Dunkin' Donuts.
Man, so when we were in Atlanta a couple months back, I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts, and I got some... coffee. You know, everybody talk about the coffee and stuff. So I got some coffee and I got a concoction for Renee. She loved it. I got a concoction for myself. I loved it. So that helped us get practice in for the Dunkin' Donuts here. And it's opened up the street.
They're working some kinks out.
But I think it'll be kind of good.
Yeah. And then it's bad because they have this apple croissant donut and it's so good and I'm like, dude, this is bad,
right?
This is so bad. So I can't, you know, I can't say no. There are certain foods I can't say no to, and that right. one is apparently one of them.
Yeah,
but it was pretty good. So Dunkin' Donuts, you kind of converted me.
Yep. So I put out a post on banditbrother.com. I am down 128 pounds.
Good job.
I'm actually shopping at Old Navy now.
That Old Navy.
So it's kind of cool. I'll be making the second post. I only did April through end of June. I didn't realize I hadn't done an update since April. It's been crazy.
It has been crazy here
for the past 5 months. So I'm going to put up another post hopefully by this weekend before we come down to Nashville, get another post up. It feels good. I know a lot of you are like, but we didn't do odds and ends. Well, We're changing up a little bit. We were talking, and I think we're going to stop doing birthdays except for those that are in the chat room or those that, you know, we talk about more on the show. No one's asked us to not do it, but we think that just thinking about our friends, there may be some people that don't want to know.
Right.
That don't want people to know when their birthday is. So we are going to...
Or that they're on Facebook.
Or that they're on Facebook.
Just various things.
But again, no one asked us to stop.
Nope.
It was something that Renee and I had talked about a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And we've kind of had that conversation again the past week. So we wanted to go ahead and remove that. So,
but if you're in the chat room, you get a birthday song still. And that hasn't gone away.
And don't think it's us trying to say, oh, you got to show up if you want us to announce your birthday.
No, I mean,
it's not even that.
The people that, you know, friends of the show or whatever, we're going to announce that birthday.
Right. So,
but I didn't look at this week, so if your birthday's this week, I'll have to get
happy birthday to you this week, person of interest. So, if you want to reach us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. You can see my own personal blog at thebanditbrother.com. That is banditbrother.com. And no, I'm Band Brother. I do not want your freaking website. I want Bandit Brother. Anyway, podcast for the feed is ValentineCast.
What?
No, I had someone wanting me to buy their domain.
Band Brother?
Yeah, Band Brother. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. What about videos, babe?
Videos can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy. And Renee's Twitter feed, which she has been neglecting forever, is the Ice Flow.
And happy birthday to Mal. We're going to go ahead and let you know. Happy birthday.
When's Mal's birthday?
140 days.
Really? Really?
Hey, he's here.
He's here. Yes.
Thank you to Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their music for the intro and outro. Thank you for Andrew Allen Trio for the bed music. Also, thank you to Alpha Geek for letting us stream this live and in color.
In color?
In living color.
Do we have the option for black and white?
No, but we do have option for sepia. So.
Do we?
No. Okay. We don't have option for sepia.
Right. I was like, we can record in sepia? Really?
Awesome. Let's do an old-timey video.
Well, babe, you have to admit, I am terrible.
You're not terrible. It's been a long time since you've been that gullible on that one, so that was pretty good.
That was pretty gullible.
All right, everyone. We love you guys.
Bye,
thank you
everybody.
For listening, and we will see you in 2 weeks. That's going to be on...
2 weeks.
26th. We don't have anything going on, so we should be here. Talk to you guys later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boops.
Thought I forgot.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.